You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
What the fuck are you watching?
I mean, what was left wasn't even a body.
What the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck are you watching?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
What the fuck are you watching?
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast exploring the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris, and this is...
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
It's Lisa.
Hello.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm great, Chris.
Good to hear. And we're also joined by...
I'm evil.
It's Silas.
Y'all, what up?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about y'all?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Really? Good.
Even better, now that we're about to watch a movie together.
Yeah.
Me too. I've been anxiously anticipating it. It's been too long.
Yeah. Before we get started today, let's send a shout out to Mandeville. Nanaimo. Sounds Japanese, but that's Canada. Philadelphia. Torrance. And Hoover.
Hell yeah.
How about Wood River?
Fuck Wood River.
All my homies hate Wood River. Stop listening. You're about to have a turf war with Wood River. You can listen to Sick on Cinema instead.
Yeah. Wood River. Unless it's just like one giant log ride, then I'm down.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I miss the log ride, man. We don't have ours anymore.
Yeah.
I like getting splashed by the water when I'm trying to just walk right the fuck past it because the splash zone is in like a public walking space.
Yeah, yeah. Every single time you walk by, you get splashed.
Yeah, it's great.
King's Island as a kid, just like...
Got some cool comments. This is off of our birthday episode where we celebrated our first birthday and rearranged our leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
James from a Darkish Cinema podcast says, it's my birthday too.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, James. He also said it's the Kuleshov effect from Soviet Montage Theory.
Not the Moscow effect or whatever you were calling it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's still going to be colloquially called that here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we make our own rules.
And our own words.
Yeah. It's a lot easier that way when you can't remember real ones.
Yeah.
He also said he's very proud of me for using it in the correct context. So at least I got that part right.
Yeah. Good job, Chris.
I can use the words right. I just can't say them.
You know what's going on.
Spamula wished us a happy birthday. Thank you, Spamula.
Yeah.
So did Only Found Footage fans.
Uh-huh.
Upcoming episodes with both of them, I believe.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And we also have a new recommendation from WP03 Saber. Any interest in reviewing the Laid to Rest movies? Which, sure, I mean, we'll do pretty much anything, man.
I like those.
Yeah. They seem just kind of like a slasher movie.
Yeah, they were definitely pretty extreme for their time. They were like straight to DVD, rental store slashers, and they just had like really gratuitous effects.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have a really cool original killer concept. It's just this bald dude in a suit with like a GoPro style camera mounted on his shoulder, and he wears this like just this chrome skull mask, and he's just called Chrome Skull. And he has these like crazy ass big fucking like Bowie hunting knives with like finger like guards that he runs around with.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. We'll definitely cover it sometime. For all our old listeners, I think I originally said we were going to do one of our movies and then a listener request and just rotate every week.
Yeah. That's definitely not been what we're doing.
It got out of hand.
shit got real.
Yeah. We started having like guests and shit. And
yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm watching fucking scat porn. We'll do the requests.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. We love them. Send them in to our email at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com. Or you can hit us on our Instagram. We're always there. We're always watching, waiting for you.
Gooning. Stroking that shit. Long form.
Smoking these meats.
Oh my God. Raw so hard it's creating fucking vapors. Wafting in the air.
Yeah, somehow my dick has turned into like beef jerky. Just dehydrated meat.
Overworked.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Lisa still doesn't like it, and she loves beef jerky.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Yeah. Well, it tastes more like necrotic flesh than jerky, but the look is there. You got that part down. Sprinkle some herbs and spices on that.
That's what I'm missing. Yeah.
Some of that carcinogenic smokehouse salt.
Yeah. Season your meats, man.
You made jerky before. You know how to do it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you marinating that shit?
Well, I did, but it was just like in, you know, lotion.
Which doesn't taste good.
Shout out to Jergens.
Jergens by Jergens.
Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Well, we are watching Blood Red Riverbed from Strychnine Films. This is their first movie. We already covered their second one. So now we're going back to the first one. And we're all real excited about it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn good time. This is Blood Red Riverbed from 2024. A little storyline for you. A group of young adults have planned out and are throwing a huge party on the river. The old folks and locals all advise them against it due to a town legend about a murdering ghost who haunts the Illinois River at night. As the group are setting up for the party, they find themselves victims at the hand of the Reaper. A night that was supposed to be fun and memorable quickly turns into a bloodbath.
All right.
That storyline's from Daryl Strickland. We know him.
Yeah.
Nothing I love more than an original slasher character.
Yeah. Hell yeah, the motherfucking Reaper.
Very excited for him.
It's going to be a fun one. Now, our pals at Strychnine Films have given us a drinking game to play for this one.
Oh.
So, I hope you guys got your fucking booze ready, because I think we're going to need it. It's going to be a hell of a drinking game.
I do. I have a big bottle of wine.
Good.
Sure do. I've got a special drink combo for tonight, actually.
Oh, shit.
Because I know it's a bit late, but since I missed out
on
King Cobra special.
Yeah.
Although I was celebrating on my own independently that night, I decided to do the same combo this time around. I got my best cup for it, which is this Jack Lynx branded.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beer glass. But cool. I'm going to be mixing up my own version of a Cobra Mist.
Okay.
With some King Cobra premium malt.
Yeah.
And some Mountain Dew.
Damn. Okay.
And just to add a little wild card and to be festive for the Red Fern Reaper himself, I got a little skull-shaped shot glass full.
Oh, man.
Fireball Blazing Apple that I'm going to throw in there as well.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Would you guys like some drink mixing ASMR?
Hell yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Get right up in there. Yeah, love it.
Get my ice out. You got a little bit of that, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hell yeah. I'm making such a fucking mess. My ice was starting to melt already. Dripping water everywhere. Oh, no.
Hey, man. That's how Cobra does it, man. Just get shit everywhere while you're mixing. I think it's authentic.
Yeah.
Probably didn't even fucking pick any of it up.
No, yeah, thanks, didn't pick
Discord,
that up.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, fuck that shit. It does it when I don't want it to do it.
Yeah.
Forgot my straw, so I'm using my finger to stir it.
Sexy. Yeah, suck that finger.
Would you look at that?
Oh,
isn't that fine?
That's nice.
It is piss yellow and fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like fresh piss.
That's a damn fine Cobra's Mist.
Try it.
Slurp it like Cobra does. I can't even.
Pretty good. Nice. Pretty all right.
Hell yeah.
I also have a flask of the fireball for when I run out of that.
Oh, so. Shit. Prepared. Nice.
I'm ready.
Well, you might need it because tonight, here are the rules. We're going to drink for every drink.
Okay.
Number two, we're going to drink for every kill.
All right.
Classic. We're also going to drink every time someone says Red Fern Reaper.
Okay.
And we're going to take two drinks for every on-screen piss or shit.
Okay.
And then we are going to finish our drink if you make it through the end credit scene.
Okay.
Did you write all that down, Lisa?
Sort of.
Good. Lisa's our scribe here at What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
And we're going to
need... I've also got a note for it.
And we're going to need her tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I was going to pull up where you could buy this.
Yeah, you can get the Blu-ray at Cult and Classic Films. And you can get the VHS from Gosh Darn Video.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
We'll have a link in the show notes. Also, follow Strychnine Films on Instagram. Also, he told me that during the month of October this year, 2025, he's going to have Blood Red Riverbed for free on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, spooky.
Yeah, so be sure to bookmark that and check it out. Blood Red Riverbed is written and directed by Danny and Daryl Strickland, starring Nate Van Fleet John as Sean, Joe Filippone as Steven, Stone Gibson as the Red Fern Reaper.
What a cool name.
Taylor Johnston as Brinky.
Brinky.
Daryl Hook is LG, and Brittany Harms is Tracy, and a whole lot of others. Big cast here.
Uh-huh. You got Danny and Daryl in there.
Yeah. No parents' guide for us tonight.
I'm gonna assume it's safe.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Watch it for family movie night.
Yeah. It's probably one of the safer movies we've covered here. We have anything else before we get into it?
No.
I'm ready to meet the Red Fern Reaper.
Yeah.
Reap me.
Ready to greet death.
Reap me, daddy.
Ream my little soul, daddy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of said that we had a concert on Friday, and we talked about it to Silas and Chloe, but we went to a Twisted concert on Friday. That's why our episode is late this week. And it was really fucking amazing. And I don't know if any of it's got left in the podcast or not about how much I wanted to touch Monoxide, but I finally got to touch Monoxide. And that was the only thing that mattered.
Hell yeah.
Next time, I'm going to freaking save my money and get VIP tickets so I can actually meet them. Because that would be amazing.
We'll really touch them then.
Yeah, so this weekend's pretty crazy because y'all had concert on Friday, which was our normal recording day. Last night, Chloe and I went to a local punk show that was Halloween themed. It was Summerween, and there were costumes and big decorations and all kinds of good shit. And apparently, Bo is at a concert today. So
yeah.
We had a big weekend over here at What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah, we said, fuck movies. We're all about music this weekend.
Yeah.
About to start the music podcast soon.
I will talk about Twisted and Taylor Swift. That's it.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
I guess we're ready to watch this movie.
I guess we are.
Woo!
And I think that's what we're going to do. This Red Fern Reaper. Nope. This is Blood Red Riverbed.
Yeah.
Let's watch this movie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I know. I love this.
Smoke one tribe. I can hear the river.
Is that Lisa pissing?
hanging out by the river with a fire. Oh, we gotta take a drink. They said Red Fern Reaper.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
About the story, but nobody's ever told me.
Oh, they also took a drink, too. That's two drinks.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Oh, yeah, because they're just passing the bottle around. There
God
you go.
Damn it. Yeah.
Three drinks already.
He searched high and low for years with the help of the people in the entire area. I believe they said it was a mountain lion or something like that. But everyone, especially the father, called bullshit. But there was a white family that bought land near here. And they just came from Pennsylvania. Hey, you better quit that whistling shit out. Fuck it. Initially, they thought it was the Cherokees. They didn't want them there, so they just cleaned it up. But over next month or so, more weird stuff was happening. Like, they woke up, and they were miles away from where they thought they set up.
I'm the Booger Man!
The Booger Man!
There's a lot more to that story, too.
There's another drink.
Hell yeah.
Red Fern Reaper gonna get me fucked up.
No one's disappeared in like, what, 15 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, listen.
Shit.
Does that count?
I don't know.
I'm gonna count it.
Okay.
He might have shit himself on screen.
You should probably get out of here, huh?
You're damn right, Chase. Come on.
Yeah. I'll get out of here.
Hold on, guys. I think I forgot the beer bong. You think I like Jackie, man?
Oh, yeah, no, he forgot the beer bong. Gotcha. He's got to go back for
that
it.
Shit, boy. Damn.
Oh.
Beer bongs are easy to make, man. You don't have to go back for it.
They're just going to head on over, just keep going forward without them? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
After they were all out there spooking each other.
What?
Don't want old Smokey Bear to fuck me up.
Oh, there's pissing.
We pissing.
He's putting the fire out.
That's just good etiquette right there.
Yeah, he didn't want Smokey the Bear to get him.
Yeah. The one thing worse than the Red Fern Reaper.
Their beer bong was a plastic flamingo, like a yard flamingo.
Look, man. I can't believe there hasn't been a Smokey the Bear slasher yet.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah.
You good over here?
Even like a legally nondescript version or something.
Very funny, dude. Come on, Sean's back.
Yeah, it's too perfect.
I guess we could do that.
I could be your crossover project with Strychnine Films.
Yeah.
Damn. Also, do those both count as kills?
I don't know.
I'm gonna count them as kills.
Alright, we'll count them.
We did at least see one severed hand.
Okay.
I really like the music here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the Reaper.
It's been the Reaper. You just weren't paying attention.
Good title sequence.
Mm-hmm. Summer with my best friends. Gonna escape this town. With you and this sick Ollie on my skateboard.
Damn, that's rough. Waking up and just taking a swig of stale beer.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we needed to take a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. Damn. More. More stale beer.
That's a double drinker right there.
Yeah.
I guess I'll give it a double drinker right back. Oh, yeah. I'm going to assume that this is probably a local to them band as well.
Probably.
And that's kind of cool because I know people were still making it like that.
Yeah.
It's a very specific little time period of sound right there.
Yeah, for sure.
So our campfire kids, they all got murdered by the Reaper.
Oh, look, there's the Reaper.
Start taking my fucking medication.
God damn it. Are you okay in there?
And now we're following a new guy. He's seeing the Reaper. He's also not taking his medicine.
Yeah. And a dick to his girlfriend.
Very cute girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Can't mean to her. Come on. Look at her.
Yeah.
I know.
You're playing with your puppy dog. You're
acting like a child. Watching some Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
The best shit. Oh. This movie smoking.
Fuck you. R.I.P. George A. Romero.
Fuck that. Danny Boyle's zombies are so much better. Oh, it's on the list. Drink anyway.
We're drinking.
Now we're back at the river.
Not red yet, but it will be.
You know, I bet there was a lot of fish piss in that shot, so I might as well take another.
Be careful, man. There's probably a lot coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm taking a little sippy dippies.
Yeah. All right.
No big swiggers.
No swiggers allowed.
God damn it.
Just little sips, little sips.
Got a hiker guy here with a machete.
Yeah.
He's under the bridge.
He's dressed like he was probably in that pop punk band. He's got black tee, flannel, and khaki shorts.
Hell yeah. Just on the radio in the morning. He's sniffing some wieners.
May as well get something to eat before it gets too dark.
Yeah, I don't understand. He said these kids won't listen. They're gonna die tonight. But there's no kids there. It's just him.
Him and his wieners. I don't know if I'd listen to that guy either. Might be trying to sniff my wiener.
Yeah. So,
ooh, these dogs are barking.
Night of the Living Dead spoilers. Gah.
Yo, son, hell yeah.
What the fuck you got going on today?
Not shit. You know, you probably just gonna sit inside and be depressed.
Maybe play with him just before. Sounds like a lot of fucking fun. Well, if you want to fucking go do anything, we're heading up to the river.
Hell yeah.
Tits and beer pong.
But that means he'll have to decide between that and Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
It's a tough
and
choice.
Depression.
It's a tough choice, man. Depends on what game you got, man. Banjo Kazooie.
Smash Brothers.
Daryl. Digital Heaven.
Party, dude. Come on, Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh, hello.
That's Danny and Daryl Strickland.
He's got a sick-ass Halloween poster and a sleepaway camp poster. That's what's up.
Is Wes still going to be recording?
Yeah, yeah. Him and Billy both. Fucking dumbasses.
I gotta say, I'm very impressed so far with how much of a period piece this feels like. Like, they're emulating this, like, straight-to-VHS, like, rental movie kind of thing, and I think it's going really well in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really liking this one so far.
That guy's really an asshole.
Dog's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a cute dog and a cute girlfriend, and here he is being a fucking psycho, not taking his meds, being an asshole, like,
yeah,
drinking stale beers first thing in the morning. Come on, my guy.
That's a little puppy dog. That dog got some growing to do.
Oh.
Red Fern Reaper drink.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, that guy's got a hot chick and a cool dog and a fucking Nintendo. Why is he always fucking pouting all the time?
Because he's not taking his goddamn meds.
Yeah.
He's a dummy. You gotta take your meds and be a good boy for the NSA. I learned that lesson the hard way.
I think this is an on-screen shit.
I think so.
He's pooping.
I also think the dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta make up for that.
I need to get drunk so I'll stop seeing this Reaper everywhere.
That sounds like really, really schizo logic.
Yeah.
I love it. Part of me is curious now, because could be a happy accident, could be an intentional choice, but doing something that has like that like summertime, like skater pop punk kind of vibe musically in a movie like this that seems like it's kind of hearkening to old like summer camp slasher type movies. It's a nice little thing. It's a nice little thing to add, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's pissing.
Yeah, that's a piss.
Nothing.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we do around here during the summer. We go to the river and hope we see some tits. Most of the time we don't.
Isn't the party about to begin?
Dude, what the fuck?
More wiener sniffers than tits.
Hey guys, I need some help.
As we are witnessing here.
Please, I'm just trying to help you. You gotta listen to me. Why won't you listen to me?
Dude, we don't even fucking know you.
Damn.
Push the wiener sniffer. But he is unfazed.
Oh, hope you're ready to meet the Reaper.
Yo, Wes, shut up. I'm gonna call my girl real quick.
That reap that ass.
Reap me, daddy.
He said, I'm gonna call my girl. She's in bed with another guy.
Oh, I'm just getting ready right now. I'm at Cassandra's house. Trying to get ready because we got that party later.
Don't take too fucking long to get ready then.
People are already starting to pull up.
No, it won't take long, but you can call me. It's gonna take longer for me to get ready, so let me get off here so I can finish getting ready.
Well, hurry up then, because everybody's waiting on
it.
Okay, bye.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I love him.
I know he's a bitch, but I love him.
Now I'm actually gonna go get ready.
Okay.
Oh, dude, fucking water. Miley!
Hell yeah, found some water.
Is that a human heart?
Decalopulated last night.
They found a human heart.
That's not what it would look like, dude.
Don't do that, Daryl.
You smell it. Why'd you got it on your hands?
Dude, fuck this. Let's just go get drunk.
What about the party, dude? We got a pregame.
Always pregame.
We'll let Blaze do it. Blaze will do it, yeah. We'll pregame the set. There's a chicken.
There's a chicken.
Dummies, not smarties.
Dummies, not smarties.
I know, this guy is very mad that these kids are out here.
He's trying to warn them about the Reaper, but he's...
Well, if he wasn't such a fucking weirdo, they might listen to him.
He's like, I'm not weird just because I sniff my wieners.
You should always sniff your wieners. What if they've gone bad?
Kids trying to get me.
Man, I was going to be disappointed he's not seeing this guy's nice bulge where the guy from Kill List did not have anything.
Yeah.
It's very pronounced here with the way he's sitting. And it just makes the whole Kill List thing seem like even more of an anomaly.
Okay, and like, he's been telling the kids that they have to leave before dark or the Reaper's going to get them. So why is he still here at dark?
Yeah.
I think that was a kill.
He's gonna pay for it.
I'm gonna martyr myself for the kids.
Red Fern Reaper.
Damn. Yeah, we got two now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He kept blowing up the Reaper's spot, man. He had to take him out.
Jesus. His scream is terrifying. That's awful.
Yeah. And that's a kill.
Homeboy's character almost seemed like he wasn't all there, and I think that one of the like most upsetting sounds you can probably hear is like an adult retard being like put in mortal terror.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Yeah, you're right.
Scary sound.
Yeah.
Something primordial in there.
So we're gonna go ahead and kick this bitch off. Go ahead and introduce my best friend over here, Oklahoma Kid. Thank y'all for coming out. He's been a good
Hell yeah. Been a living legend ever since my mama's belly. That's what's up.
Fucking bars, man.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Damn. Queen Latifah. Bro, this is fucking fire. I like I like this guy.
Yeah.
Groping that ass. Damn.
Lots of man ass in this shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll probably pay you tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you up there in the morning, bro.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. Don't forget. Check in to the office.
Yeah. Oh.
Right, man, this dude's got the fucking bro. David Draymond fucking talent going on in his lip.
Thank you.
He said, soy!
I'm breathing!
A Reaper about to reap.
Yep.
Ew. I like that.
No.
Just scratching a sickle down the tree.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out. I'll be right back.
Oh my god. Be careful.
I love you.
I love you. I'm gonna go check this out.
Is this insinuating that they're like renting out that trailer to that dude, but they themselves are sleeping in like a bus?
Yeah, what are they doing in that
like
bus?
A
I think
bus?
So.
Oh, damn.
Are you breathing?
That's,
no.
I think that's a kill. I think that's a kill. So a lot of like the places in Tahlequah that do rentals to float the river have their own little buses that pick everybody up. So I'm thinking maybe they own one of the camps is what it's supposed to be.
Okay. Oh, damn. He's got two fucking weapons. He's got
he does.
Bowie machete fucking thing and a hand knife.
That's a kukri.
That's a good, yeah, kukri. That's a good fucking shot right there.
It was.
Make a fucking wish!
They make her wet?
That's what I think he said.
I'm drying up right now. Chicks like this shit.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm not married to this type of stuff by any means, but I've got a soft spot for it. And Chloe's into a lot of it, or was when she was younger, so I've heard a lot by proxy.
Yeah.
But also, the girls they're trying to make wet are definitely like 12. with this fucking sound.
Yeah, why do all these guys have a case now after all these years?
Oh, fuck it. It's so weird.
It is weird.
I do think there are too many full beards in this band for this kind of sound.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's fine. Up top, they're killing it. They got the swoopy long shit going on.
Yeah.
You want to see my party trick?
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's some drinks.
His party trick is alcohol poisoning.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sexy motherfucker.
Dude, he's still going.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's alcohol abuse.
That's alcohol abuse.
Yeah. Poured out the last little bit.
You know what?
Ah, oh, God. I hate him.
Do it again. Where are you going? Sure, you're not gonna puke?
Don't break any more bottles while you're fucking down there, dude. What the hell?
Anybody that likes to break glass in nature and litter in nature, I don't like.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just gonna leave this here for some little kid to run past and slit his fucking foot open on someday.
Yeah.
It's all dirty and grody, buried in the fucking dirt.
Yeah.
You got an on-screen shit from the vodka chugger.
Yeah. He's having a hard time.
I'm never drinking again. That's a haunting visage.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, he's about to blow something out, man.
Blood butt. Blood butt.
He's a blood butt.
Blood butt.
Oh no, my guy.
I think you're drinking too much, man.
Who is that? Fucking Daniel, bro. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Get out of here. I'm trying to take a shit, dude.
I don't think it's Daniel, bro.
You're being a bitch.
About to reap that dude while he's pooping.
Yo, what the fuck?
It's the Reaper.
He's just gonna bash him into the walls.
Give him a swirly in his own poop.
All right, that's a kill.
Yep. Damn, you just fucking bludgeoned his ass to death with the wall.
Yeah. I feel like those walls would have broken.
Yeah, they just look like some fucking like composite wood or some shit. Like,
yeah.
What's he masturbating? Bro, you passed out. What?
Yeah, you know, dude just chugs a bottle and goes to the bathroom to masturbate.
Yeah, that's the last thing he's gonna do.
Yeah. Like, my dick ain't gonna work for the next 18 hours.
Hell yeah.
Did you
see him whip his dick out?
Yeah, man. What a tune.
Yeah, it was.
God damn.
Talking about dudes and wieners.
Yeah, did you see him whip his dick out?
Well, at least I'm not a fucking drug addict.
Oh, brutal shot. Brutal shot from that girl.
Damn. There's some cutie patooties in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a good kill. This guy just laying out on the deck.
Check out these bugs, man. What if we were bugs? Wouldn't this just be like a perfect place to be?
Yeah.
Be a bug. For place to be a bug.
Yeah, what if we were bugs?
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
You're a bug. I guess we're both gay.
Oh no. Oh no. What is this turning into?
Fucking gay bug.
He said, yeah, bro. Have you heard the music we play?
You fucking gay bug.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you pulled out your little bug dick right now and I sucked it?
I've slipped on so many.
Your little proboscis dick?
Oh my god. He said, I don't even think about bugs usually. I've stepped on so many.
Like,
now that they're imagining being bugs, they just hate how many bugs they've stepped on.
Could we stay friends?
Yeah, see, basically, if I was a worm, would you still love me?
Weird ass girlfriend shit is that. Where would you want to be if you were a bug? Not here. You want to see the sights? I didn't want to come here.
This is such a crazy conversation.
For two guys to be having, yeah. It's so weird.
As a bug, I'd step on you.
Dang.
You're the one that started the whole bug talk. Now you're going to step on him?
Nah, fuck that, bug boy.
Hey, fucking bug bitch.
God damn.
Fuck you.
Somebody's projecting.
He tricked his friend into this bug conversation, and then he's like, fuck you, bug guy.
Yeah, you like bugs?
Yeah.
Didn't you have fun? So you had a good time at the show? Have fun. You're not even gonna answer me. Okay, yeah.
Alright. Well, domestic dispute going on here?
Yeah.
Just like slap him. What the hell?
Yeah, that was crazy.
He had like no reaction at all. They're just like, yeah, she's crazy. We're used to it.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
In the fucking reservation.
Hey, man, you got another beer?
No, I don't got one on me, man.
You know what, man?
I'm sorry, did this man just pat himself down to check if he had another beer?
Yeah.
Like, on his person? Like, hidden in his pockets and or jacket?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is that girl just sitting back there crying?
Oh, damn. I feel like maybe she ain't taking her meds either.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking their meds here.
Oh, that's a kill.
He just got reaped. That's what you get for not having a beer in your pocket.
Asshole. Fuck Billy. Fuck Billy.
Fuck you, Billy.
Fuck Billy.
Fuck you, Billy. Fuck Billy.
Fuck Billy.
Yeah, fuck Billy.
That's what, Frank.
What?
Fuck
Billy.
Yeah, this is typical drunk girl behavior.
They walk to their car.
I don't even understand why she's so mad. She was talking to him, like, did you have a good time? And I'm pretty sure he answered. And then she was like, you're not even going to answer me? Fuck you.
Isn't that the one that's, like, fucking somebody else, too?
Yeah. But she loves him.
Okay.
What happens when you add alcohol into the equation of the female mind?
Yeah. Hey, lady!
That big top circus tent starts to get even more surrealistic. It's like Dolly up in there right now. He's got fucking melting clocks and shit going on in her head. Up is down, left is right.
Just bring back lobotomies.
Damn, I got a pick.
Yeah. If that was still a thing, you definitely would have got me one by now.
Yeah, or hysterectomy or something.
Pissing.
Mm-hmm. We pissing.
I mean, I know plenty of women that would take a hysterectomy in a fucking heartbeat if their psycho fucking conservative doctors would let them do it.
Fuck yeah.
What? I was just fucking around.
You're hysterical. Let me give you a hysterectomy.
What? I was looking.
It's so fucking crazy that they haven't updated the terminology of that yet.
Yeah.
Because it's literally just founded in misogyny. Like, that's insane, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And they still just be calling it that. That's fucked.
Fuck off. Yeah.
That's I was just asking how... Where are you going? I was just... What...
You're telling me I can't say retard, but you can give women hysterectomies? How about go fuck yourself, doctor? Doctor Drew.
Fucking pissing.
Yeah, this dude's having a hard time. Every woman he comes in contact with hates him.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke shows out here on the reservation.
Where's the bear at?
Yeah.
This is where they're all at, I guess. They're all hiding over here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. All of these have looked like really white girls.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, she's about to get reeked. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
He hysterectomized her, dude.
Goddamn. With a fucking sharpened stick.
If he keeps going, it'll be that cannibal Holocaust situation.
No, that was a rock.
Yeah, but he's got a stake.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta get me one of them statues since so many people will be making those.
That's pretty cool.
Put them up in my little collectible top shelf shit.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out where I'm gonna put this cool ass punk rock pizza box from Steve's.
That pizza box is badass.
And that is really cool.
Billy's been having a rough go of it, man. His girl's cheating on him. He walked up on a random woman pissing and she was talking shit to him. Like, damn.
She said, word around the res is fuck Billy.
Yeah.
Been hearing a lot of fuck Billy tonight.
Yep. You left a beer can on your nightstand and the cat's sniffing it.
She can drink it. I don't want it.
I don't know when.
Turning into the King Cobra over here.
I know. I was like, I don't even know when that's from. Why is there a beer on your nightstand?
He's going to start feeding his pets nothing but beer and weed. Weed smoke.
It calms her down.
He's like, he likes it. His fucking bearded dragon. He's like, I don't let him smoke too often, but every once in a while.
Oh, God.
He looks at me when I'm smoking weed like, hey, yo, let me get some of that.
Yeah, my ex.
And I give it to him.
My ex used to blow fucking weed smoke in his cat's faces all the time, and it pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Probably not a good thing to do.
The river giveth.
He found sunglasses. The river giveth.
Hell yeah. That's pretty
sick. Was it as weirdly common for y'all growing up? Did you have, like, people you knew that were, like, fucking hood rat type dudes who would just like give their fucking dogs beer all the time, just pour it in their water bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how common it is that there's like that brand of guy in people's lives. Like,
I know. It's so crazy.
You're like, Lady Bird loves PBR.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Fucking mud. Fucking fuck.
That boy's fighting with the ground.
Yeah, he's not having a good time.
Mud at the river. It's bullshit.
I mean, he found those sunglasses, though, so that's...
Oh, that's the old campsite from, I think, our first dudes that got killed.
Man, I don't want this guy to die already. I like his vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy's got to it, man.
The sunglasses say, go fuck yourself.
Oh, shit. Because it's nighttime and you're wearing sunglasses.
Come on, Billy.
You're fucking pissed drunk. He's in just like a fucking dream simulator right now.
Yeah. Like, so fucking drunk, you can probably not see straight. And then you put sunglasses on at night. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see.
damn, Billy got some nice titties on. Pulled that jacket off, I'm just like, ooh, boy.
Billy, Billy don't need no woman.
Yeah, he can grope himself. Oh, shit.
Oh, Billy just got reaped. Maybe. He likes it.
Oh, shit.
Well, I think the Reaper's using that Kandaharian dagger that we've seen in the Miracle of Violence during the Witch's Circle.
Hell yeah. He's still smoking. Bleed out of the ground, and he's like, take another drag.
This Reaper is really cool, though.
Yeah.
Get him, Billy. Fuck him up.
Well, I mean, he's just grabbing the blade. That's probably not smart.
I love that he's still smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like throughout the whole ordeal, he just keeps taking fucking puffs.
Billy's a badass.
Oh, that's a kill.
God, he had some King Cobra energy in this last scene.
Yeah.
But the Reaper gets you sooner or later.
That's a nice shot of the weapon with the blood on it.
Yeah.
It's still smoking cigarette.
Yeah. You better put that out or Smokey's gonna come.
None of my friends have come to say anything. I don't even care.
Damn, all right, Paris Hilton. Calm down.
I know, I'm laughing, but I've actually had a night like this at the creek with Chris where I just went and sat in my car because I was so pissed off at him.
Hell yeah.
But all my friends did care, and they all came to hang out with me. And we just sat in my car and smoked weed for hours.
Oh, god damn. He's
Yeah, he's fucking her up.
Christ.
Just got reaped.
That's a drink. Oh shit, we've been doing it wrong this whole time. It was supposed to be two drinks for piss or shit.
Oh shit.
So we're behind a lot of drinks.
Fuck. I'm gonna catch up right now. How much you wanna say it was?
I think we've seen like maybe four pisses and or shits.
We got four more drinks.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting reaped.
I actually hate it here, Sean.
Fucking drinking game's reaping me.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright,
I won't tell anybody.
Chris, do you know Airsoft Fatty?
I know Airsoft Fatty, yeah.
Did you see his tribute video to King Cobra?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It was really good. It was actually like really sweet and heartfelt.
Damn.
And I actually got like emotional during it.
No.
I'm gonna have to find it. Check it out.
Yeah. He sings an Aussie song for him as tribute at the end.
Oh, from... shit.
Aww.
But it's like the most genuine thing ever because he's like the most genuine person ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know who this girl is, but she just got reaped.
This is missing real. Oh man. Damn.
Kukri to the head.
What is this, like three kills?
It looked like it.
I don't know. I can't tell if it was all the same girl.
Dude, I'm starting to feel pretty fucked up. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I told you not to do all them extra drinks, man.
Chug some water real quick.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear me dying?
Scared the shit out of me.
Didn't you hear me dying?
What the fuck? That was a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
And then we'll find some help from there.
Is she dead? Is this like gonna be a weird
You know, I want to be like, why do these people hang out at the river after dark, even though they know the Reaper story? But there's so many fucking stories in Oklahoma that none of us believe any of them.
Yeah. It's just another legend.
The Reaper passed by some trash cans for beer cans and shit, and he tossed one of the severed heads inside.
Yeah.
That was fun.
At least he's not littering. Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, they pulled off some pretty cool-ass shots in this one.
Yeah.
There's some fun stuff in here.
Yeah, definitely.
It really showcased the Reaper well.
Yeah.
That was a POV shot right there with the fucking machete swinging. That was cool.
The asshole boyfriend came out like he was gonna protect his girlfriend. I don't think it's gonna end well for him.
So you don't wanna fuck with me, man. I'm off my meds.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
Well,
I'm loco. Loco.
I feel like the Reaper might be crazier.
I'm about to go new metal on your ass.
Oh, shit.
I got rocks in my shoe. Yeah.
He found the machete. So he's armed now, too.
Rocks in his shoe.
Yeah. So. Like crack rocks?
River rocks, I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
Say, hey, time out. I got rocks in my shoe.
Oh.
Rocks in your shoe are a great way to channel rage. So that's probably kind of like a character buff in a fight like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her boyfriend's dead.
Damn. That's a nasty little meaty organ.
Mm-hmm. That tree.
Looks like some Silent Hill decor.
Yeah.
I feel like the Reaper should leave this girl alone. Maybe make her your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah. You're
a little Redford Reaper wants a little e-girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
She had the asshole boyfriend. Aww.
Did a knife throw.
Good girls will be into that shit, too. They're the Dead by Daylight girlies. They're all obsessed with, like, Ghostface in a sexy way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell that this is going to be a kill.
Yeah. He's just chopping off body parts.
That's fucking crazy.
That is insane.
Damn, that's a good effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. This...
How'd y'all do that?
Wow. Yeah, she has no hands.
Please,
please, please. Woof. Kill me.
Please. Hey, fucker. It's a little too late now, brother. You might as well just give up.
Hey, she got no arms, man.
Ain't gonna have no quality of life after this.
You're gonna have to feed her Hot Pockets and shit yourself, man.
She can't give you hand jobs.
Feed her hot dogs.
Oh no, he's got the knife.
Oh shit.
He's slashing the Reaper. He's reaping the Reaper.
With the Kandarian dagger.
Oh, his what the one fuck? Weakness.
Fuck.
No way!
He's Wombo Combo in his ass!
I'm not drinking, because that's not a kill.
There's no way, yeah, there's no way the Reaper's dead.
No.
He's beyond death. He's undeath.
Oh, I think he killed that guy. Nope. Well.
Yeah.
Not supposed to be a kill, so I guess I'll take a drink, but I don't believe it.
This would be a great time for the cops to show up. Mm-hmm. See him walking around with his bloody knife and all these dead bodies around.
Oh, see, shit. He's not dead.
Well, the Reaper set back up, Michael Myers style. Full effect.
Red Fern Reaper.
Drink. Were partying out around Combs Bridge late last night when they were killed off one by one. The police are on the scene still with a current body count of 13.
But they're still finding bodies all over the place. They currently have no leads other than the obvious possibility it was something supernatural. Those poor bastards. Anyways, here's our first block in the morning. This one's for all the unfortunate souls on this gloomy, gloomy day.
Yeah. I'm such a sucker for this shitty ass emo rap shit. I love it. This is so like tonally whiplashed, but like it's so funny. I love it though. I'm a sad boy making money. I'm a bad boy. Have to look you up, Taylor.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking too.
The dedication is sweet.
And then I think it's like we have to chug our drink if we make it through the end credits.
Oh, my class. Close to full. I've been filling as we go. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can. Oh, Roger Corbin.
Yeah.
Dude, I love these guys.
Yeah.
It was awesome. They're like really about it. That's what's up. I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's it. We made it through the end credits. Chug your drink.
What I fucking can. Fuck me. If I do that, I'm gonna be gone before we finish this, so I'm just gonna do it slowly as we go. I have to. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Strickland Bros. I'm sorry.
No, luckily I did not have that much left in my cup.
I'll get it from like the 3/4 down to like halfway, and we're good. Here we go. Good enough.
I did it.
Yeah.
Well, that was Blood Red Riverbed.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think?
I thought that was a damn fine film.
Yeah.
From the Strictly Bros.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked how they always put like the music in there. How a lot of it's filmed like outside in nature. I really like that because I like outside.
Fuck outside, honestly.
No, I love it. If there wasn't bugs, it'd be great.
Heaven.
What if we were bugs, Lee?
We're all bugs.
Yeah, what if we were bugs?
Would you still love outside if you were a worm?
Yeah, I'd probably love it more.
Yeah, I had a good time with it too, man. It was a fun movie. Yeah, I liked all the soundtrack was fun. The kills were fun. It's all around good time. I think it made you
feel youthful and passionate.
Yeah,
I think this one's perfect for hanging out with the bros, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. We had a good time with it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
All right, Lisa. And you're star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Okay. Can I see the leaderboard?
No. That should not affect your star rating.
It does, though. I just want to make sure that I have this where I thought I had it. Yeah, I think I'm going to say 3 stars for this one.
All right.
I think I liked it a little bit more than The Miracle of Violence. There were still maybe some lighting issues, like we complained about with The Miracle of Violence, but I didn't think it was as bad.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I think I agree.
And in the very beginning, there was like some sound issues where like they would talk and it would be super quiet, and then they would talk and it would be super loud.
But, yeah, it was picking up that fucking fire pit like no other, though.
Yeah. But I think after that first scene, it got better. I didn't notice it after that.
Yeah, same.
So yeah, 3 stars. My what the fuck moment is going to be that asshole boyfriend killing the Reaper. Because, like, that wouldn't happen.
He was the final girl.
Yeah. I think it's classic slasher things. Like
they always come back, like Scream, you know.
You think you killed him, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And you've seen him sit up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, like, killing, in quotations. Yeah, that's my what the fuck moment, is like him supposedly killing the Reaper. Because that's just not realistic. If anybody was going to kill the Reaper, it would have been Billy. Yeah. Not the fucking asshole off his meds.
Billy was fucking vibing. Yeah, he wasn't even there for... He was just wandering around being sad for the last part of the movie. Then he shows up and it's just like, you know what? Fuck you, Red Fern Reaper.
Yeah.
It would have been kind of cool to see, like, why was... I wish I could fucking know that dude's name. I forgot it. I keep wanting to say Billy, but that's not it.
Mm-mm.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
I wish maybe we got some insight into why Sean is seeing the Red Fern Reaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's strange that the entire movie. Hallucinations were the Red Fern Reaper.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in the initial group when the guy got beheaded?
I didn't
see, maybe,
think so.
Because... Well, no, because the two left, remember?
Yeah.
The two guys left, and the big guy went back to get the beer bong. It was the big guy that went back, right?
The one that shit himself?
One guy went back, but the big guy went after him.
That's what it was.
They both got.
Yeah.
But the other two went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I think
he was one of those guys.
Yeah, I was thinking that some of them left. Some of them didn't get killed in that initial scene.
Oh,
and they mentioned it at the end. They were like, the police are wondering if this is supernatural. So it's probably like he was in proximity to the Red Fern Reaper, so he was having hallucinations of the Red Fern Reaper.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter when Voldemort gets close.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
Okay. I thought they all died at that campfire.
No, I didn't think so. But then I was like, maybe I missed something.
Oh. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, Silas, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
What star rating did I give The Miracle of Violence?
3.
I am going to give this one a 3.5.
All right.
And I hate that because I don't want to take away from their sophomore outing, because I understand I like that it expanded and got bigger in scope and stuff, but I do think that the amount of tightness and control they had with this one was like very apparent in comparison, having watched the other first and then gone back retroactively to this one. And I think that this one really shows the chops that these guys had right out the fucking gate when there aren't a lot of moving parts and too many hands in the pot. And I hope that they can find that semblance of control with future projects, even if they continue to be like more full bodied, like The Miracle of Violence was.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know, because there was a lot of people in this one, but I think there was still more in The Miracle of Violence, or at least it seemed like it.
Yeah. And it was just like they had like outside people doing skits and shorts for it, and like all the stuff they were trying to edit into like one cohesive project.
Yeah.
It is just the nature of the anthology at the end of the day. But like I really enjoyed this one. I really enjoyed what they did with it. I loved so many of the shots that they pulled off. I thought the way they framed the Reaper was awesome. He had a real cool presence about him.
Yeah, the Reaper was awesome.
Yeah.
And my what the fuck moment is just going to be how goddamn hard he went against that fucking blonde in the car.
Yeah.
Why did he kill her so bad? That was crazy. he slit her throat, but then he just kept stabbing and stabbing and hacking and slashing. It was crazy.
Yeah.
She was kind of a bitch.
Why her?
He was going crazy on that girl.
Yeah. He doesn't like blondes, I guess.
Or, you know, yeah, maybe it was because she was such a bitch. Maybe he was having flashbacks of an ex-girlfriend.
Maybe.
For real.
What about you, Chris?
Well, I'm thinking I'm in the 3.5 range.
Oh, yeah. You're going to look at the leaderboard, though, aren't you?
Yeah, might as well. You guys did.
Yeah, but you don't need it.
I don't, because it's right. It's 3.5.
Release the 6-hour cut.
I might just give it to you and you alone, Silas.
I would love that.
Yeah. I know.
Unedited. Like, I want it all.
I'm going to give this movie a 3.5. I had a really good time with it. The Miracle of Violence, I think that one kind of goes up and down. Like, it's got its really high points and it's got its lower points. Whereas Blood Red Riverbed is kind of like good all the way through.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I might like this one a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think the only kind of bad thing I do want to say about the movie was there's some continuity errors between the Redfern Reaper and his bloodiness. I think by the end of the movie, he should be fucking covered in blood.
Mm.
And the final kill or two, he was very clean.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he just stabbed the fuck out of that lady in the car.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wanted that mask to be fucking blood red, like the riverbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill it. Maybe they'll write in some sort of thing for that later where it's like, oh, he's supernatural and he absorbs all the blood because it gives him more power for his frenzy or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously he's a supernatural kind of thing. So
maybe
the rules don't apply.
Could be just an old wiener snipper under the bridge killing everybody. You don't know.
He's very barrel chested, so those stabs didn't reach anything vital.
Yeah, so what's your what the fuck moment?
I guess I'm gonna go with the girl that got her arms chopped off.
Oh, damn, why didn't I say that?
All the kills up to that point were pretty subdued, except maybe the chick in the car. But that one girl got it bad, man. She got her arms chopped off.
Yeah, that was such a cool thing. Like, yeah, she's just sitting up with no hands.
Yeah, begging.
The props looked really good, too. They were very, like, fleshy.
And yeah.
They looked when they hit the ground and, like, jiggled and shit. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that one stood out to me.
Also, the fucking back of her fucking arms, her, like, stubs. I don't know how they did that. It looked really convincing.
It did. Man, I was going to say my what the fuck moment was the guy sniffing the wieners, but I thought you would pick that, so I didn't.
Yeah, the wiener sniffer. Damn. It's probably good to smell them.
I guess.
I usually go off sight, though. If those wieners aren't looking good, they got white spots on them, I'm not going to fuck with them. I don't think I need to smell them. But
yeah.
Well, you know, I don't
think that usually changes until they're like real, real gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's just out in the woods hanging out. So who knows how long those wieners have been just sitting out in the heat.
True.
He could have just been savoring them. It could have had nothing to do with quality check.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, he might want them bad.
Loving the aroma, you know.
He just likes to sniff wieners.
Like, these wieners are too fresh. They've been sitting under the bridge for a week. Let me smell them, see if they're ripened. All right, Lisa. How spicy is this movie?
I think I'm just going to go simple and say like a cayenne pepper.
Okay.
A little bit spicy. Not crazy spicy, though.
Yeah, they could be pretty hot.
Yeah. It's no habanero, though.
No habanero.
Silas, how spicy is this movie?
So, to continue with the theme of my late send-off for King Cobra, I chose a King Cobra recipe for mine. I'm going to call this movie in theme with the dog sniffing, the wiener sniffing. This movie is The Bog Dog.
Okay.
The Bog Dog consists of a hot dog bun, Serengeto cheese, cheddar smoked sausage, bacon, jalapeno cheese puffs, and mayo.
Okay.
And I think that it just, I mean, the recipe is as unhinged as you would know it is if you know anything about King Cobra. But it's got a lot of summertime flavors in there that I think lend themselves well to the classic outing of a out in the woods summer camp slasher type of feeling. And this movie has a lot of summertime vibes to it, from the setting to the soundtrack to a lot of the other isms in between. And I think that the Bog Dog would lend itself well. And it's spicy in the sense of a little bit of grossness, but not really a lot of heat. It's not something I think anybody who listens to the podcast wouldn't be able to take. But it's got, you know, like some, it's pretty bloody. It's pretty gratuitous at some points, but a lot of the kills are pretty tame and do a lot of cuts. There's some nasty gristly bits in there every once in a while. And the Bog Dog would definitely have lots of nasty gristly bits. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Love it.
Check out kingcobrarecipes.com if you want to understand that even more.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Chris?
Well, I gotta find a King Cobra recipe now.
I gotta start making you guys some King Cobra dinners.
The thing is, there are a lot of things that this dude has made that I think if you didn't make them like he would make them, they would probably be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you just gotta do it like a person who's not insane, and then you would like make good food.
The only thing that's coming to mind to me right now is the fiery fish pizza. That might be a little too spicy for this movie because it fucked our boy up. But at the same time, King Cobra could never really handle spicy food as much as he said he could. The greatest thing about the fiery fish pizza was the entire time he was making it, he was talking a lot of shit. He's like, this is what separates the boys from the men. And he takes one bite and he's like, yo, man, fuck this. Fucking gives up after cooking this shit all day. It was hilarious.
Oh, man.
It's a fiery fish pizza.
Rest in peace, brother.
Well, shout out to motherfucking King Cobra.
Goodbye, Josh. Thank you for all the laughs. I'm glad that your alcoholism got you before that psycho BPD bitch did.
Yeah, for real. Goddamn.
And she saying she was going to come shoot your ass. And what more can we really hope for in life other than to like get the upper hand on women, right?
Yeah, that's all we can do, man. Kill yourself before they kill you, man. All that's left to do is slot in Blood Red Riverbed on your leaderboard.
All right.
Where's it going to go?
I think it's going to go right above The Miracle of Violence. Hold on. I think it's going to go above Faces of Death, actually. So my new number 31. All right, Silas, where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
Even though it's a 3.5 for me, it is going to go just right above The Miracle of Violence and under Charlotte's Net, which are both movies.
Okay.
Which I guess I have some stuff that's a little out of order there, too. But you know.
Yeah, but it's Hungry Bitches.
That's in a fucking category of a term, man.
Yeah.
That's a different vibe altogether.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it got left in the episode or not, but yeah, I was like, the sodomy boys stuff is going at the very bottom of my list.
Yeah.
Because I did have a great time with those episodes, but I don't ever want to watch those movies again.
Hashtag cinema.
What about you, Chris? Where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
I think it's right here in the range of... Yeah, it's going to go right here.
Right above the Miracle of Violence?
Yep.
In your new 42 spot?
Yay.
It's also going to suck because we have like 60-something movies on the list already, and we're just going to keep adding to it. And so everything's going to feel like it's too low on the list.
Yeah. Our leaderboards.
So that's why I'm almost wondering, like, are y'all just going to keep going with like the current leaderboard, or are you going to split it into seasons? Because you could definitely like do a fresh one.
Yeah.
Nah, man. We gotta fucking keep it rolling, man.
Okay.
Feel it.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy being sleazy.
But this is the path we chose, and we're walking it.
Yeah. We're just gonna have a huge fucking leaderboard.
Did my time.
Well, that was The Miracle.
Nope.
Nope. That was Blood Red Riverbed. Shout out to the Strychnine Pros for hooking us up at this movie.
Yeah, we've watched both their movies now, and we liked both of them.
Yeah.
We can't wait to see what they have going next.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm fucking excited. I'm loving these guys' output.
Yeah, me too.
They seem to be working on more.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you follow them on Instagram. Link in the show notes. Catch your link to buy the movie in the show notes. And remember that during the month of October, you can watch Blood Red Riverbed for free on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. But October's a long time away, so you should just go buy the movie.
Yeah.
You should go buy the movie so that's in time for you to watch it in October with your friends at your Halloween get-together, party, function, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can play the official drinking game. You can hit up the Strickland Bros and get the fucking drinking game sent to you as well. And you can do it like we did here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, man. It'll fuck you up if you ain't careful.
It'll be a good time at a party, though.
So next week on What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.